And I'm actually based at Tramore. I'm not based in Exeter at all, so very local. The Environment and Sustainability Institute is one of those that Jeremy mentioned as a suite of developments. And the idea is that it's going to conduct research into the sort of solutions to problems created by environmental change. We've got three themes: the natural environment, clean technologies, which includes renewables, waste management, and so on. And then the sort of social science and policy side, which is very much about understanding behavioural change and also making sure that the sort of regulatory environments work for the new technologies. We're going to build on our existing world-class reputation. We're not increasing, in the sense, any new disciplines there, but we're building on existing expertise on the site. It has to be a driver for economic growth, and also, again, this sort of this common theme of using Cornwall as a living laboratory, and it's particularly appropriate in the kind of work that we do. I'm going to sort of focus very much on the kind of practical way that we interface with businesses. A lot of the development of the actual sort of expertise in the Environment and Sustainability Institute is work in progress, but it's really important that we engage with businesses, in particular to help inform some of the way that we think. So we've got a really sort of rigorous program of engagement on the way. We'll end up with 150 new staff in that building, including 23 academic staff, and about 50 will be postgraduate researchers. The key thing is that we've got a team of three knowledge exchange managers in place. Now, they were put in place before the academic staff were recruited, just so that we could start engaging with businesses. The key thing about our engagement with businesses is really to we do three things. We want to help businesses predict how they will need to adapt to environmental change. And actually, this sounds sort of in the future, but one of the ways to sort of tackle that is to say, how has my business been impacted by an extreme weather event? And that sort of gives you a bit of a context, because in the work that I've done, in workshops I've done with businesses, everybody's got an interesting story to tell. And actually, that creates a bit of a focus. How do I start to think about dealing with that? They need to identify how they need to change the organisational operation in terms of some of the future predictions, or to mitigate some of the environmental change that might impact on them. So it's how do you deal with those extreme events, and how can you sort of make your business more resilient in the future? And then what we also want to do, and I think this is the key thing in terms of economic development, is work with them to identify the kinds of opportunities, the commercial opportunities that come out of environmental change. We work with business in a number of ways, and I've separated this slide into two. The sort of top bit is the kind of sits around the kind of research and development activity within businesses. So we do collaborate with businesses. We do some very serious collaborations, two quite interesting projects with two businesses in the Falmouth and Penryn area at the moment in marine renewable energy. Sort of a significant amount of money being invested in that research and development. We do consultancy if we need to. We have knowledge transfer partnerships, which is a sort of mechanism where some government funding is secured to help us work with those businesses. And we're also able to do sort of mini R&D projects through some of our master students who have to do research dissertations. So there's sometimes a resource there for businesses that we're not aware of, and we're always very happy to talk about that. But we also include opportunities for our students to interface with businesses. And this is really important. It gives the students an opportunity to become more employable, to improve their employability skills, which is something businesses tell us is important. But equally, it gives businesses a chance to access some of our expertise in a relatively low-key, low-level, and low-cost way. So we work really hard to work with businesses, and I have quite a few student projects and work placements going in Falmouth and Penryn. Always very happy to talk about what that does and how we can do that. And of course, the other thing is we're looking for employment opportunities for our graduates. And we certainly have worked very closely with Unlocking Cornish Potential to have a scheme for that. And we can talk a little bit more about the detail of these if we need to in the workshop later on. Now, we've put these knowledge exchange managers in place early on because we want them to be very proactive in terms of engaging with the business community. They will respond to referrals, and Bernard and I sort of pass businesses amongst each other.